The plan that passed an assembly committee added a component that could cap salary increases for public employees who are members of unions. Overall, the plan would tie government revenue growth to increases in inflation, population growth, and new construction. The measure cleared committee by a slim 7-6 margin, with all Democrats voting against it. Sun Prairie Assemblyman Gary Hebel was one of them. He thinks lawmakers should be in charge of cutting spending. He says when you leave it up to an arbitrary formula, important services will suffer.
I mean, if I had my way, we'd have no taxes at all if we find another way to fund government. But government does provide a benefit to the quality of life in the state of Wisconsin.
Hebel also complained about seeing these revised revenue limits just a day before he and other committee members were asked to vote on them. Whitewater Republican Stephen Noss expressed precisely the same concern, but he's coming at the issue from a much different perspective. Noss says this plan includes too many loopholes that will let lawmakers raise fees and borrow more to run government. He's a co-sponsor of the plan, but he voted against it in committee.
I think the public will think they're getting a very strict Taxpayer Protection Act, but they really, in reality, are not.
Noss also worries that the way the new limits are set up, they'll pit rich schools against poor ones and urban schools against rural ones. There's a good chance the plan will see further changes this month. The full assembly could consider it in less than a couple weeks. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.